Seminary School, there was a person there who put forth the proposition that you can petition
deadpan
with prayer. Petition
deadpan
with prayer. Petition
deadpan
with prayer. You cannot petition
deadpan
with prayer.
Your inventory, a candle, an old map, an empty glass jar, a withered mummy's hand, an ace of clubs, a wad of chewing gum, a paperclip, and a prophylactic. Used. I do not understand. Go north. Anyway, this is going to be an odd episode. Not going to be a whole lot of post-editing, because things are a little hectic, and I guess I'll address that at the end of this episode. It might even be a talky one. Which kind of just reminds me of being really little and watching Star Trek, or having my dad sit down and watch Star Trek in the house, and then grumbling and complaining, and actually getting up and walking across the room to change the channel because it was a talky episode. Which is also a little screwy when you're a kid because you think of yourself as the one who wants all the nonstop action episodes, and that you're the only one who's bored when they're just talking the whole time. You figure, you know, the adults like the ones where they talk the whole time. But anyway, judging by that rambling, I guess I probably shouldn't do too much talking this whole episode. So I will get right into some of the content that I have. Wasn't a whole lot of contributions, and again, I think we're going to address all this, I think, assuming that I get the time. So anyway, I am Jack Mangan, your host, a.k.a. Paul Atreides' dorky brother, Muad Dweeb. Take it away, something else.
Quiet, please. Quiet. Please take your seats. Good morning and welcome to Technorama 101. Oh, dang, wrong class. All right, then. I am your instructor, Mr. Tomasi. My partner, Mr. Step, will be here shortly. This class is 16 weeks long, consisting of several units of study, including, but not limited to, offbeat news, hacks and strange stories, and our history unit we call Remember When. You'll be expected to visit the Media Corner on campus, and of course, the Geek Library for all of your research. Oh, and I almost forgot. Calling into the listener line will earn you extra credit. Now, if you open your browsers and go to chuckchat.com, you'll find links to Technorama there. Good. Let's get started. Who can tell me the three main characters in the Star Trek original series?
Deadpan. Noun. Also, deadpan. 1. A face showing no expression. 2. A style of comedy that relies on the comedians maintaining such a face. 1925 to 1930 Americanism. Dead plus pan. 3. The Motherfucking Way. See Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
It's 5-year mission.
To champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless. In the world of criminals.
Where no man has gone before.
A man who does not exist. Who does not exist. A man who does not exist.
I'm Captain James Kirk, commanding this vessel.
Who does not exist. A man who does not exist.
You must be all in that story. Have you ever kissed a girl?
Who does not exist.
Hello everybody, this is Vanamond with another dumbass memory. About 10 years ago, I was doing a week-long residential school for a chemistry course. And this day in question, me and my lab partner were doing an experiment that involved chlorine gas. Basically, this experiment involved one partner in charge of the reaction chamber and the other partner in control of the flow of gas into the reaction chamber. I was in charge of the chlorine gas. So it comes to this day, and I switch, turn on the valve, open up the valve, and nothing seemed to happen. Now, in my defence, I had no experience of handling chlorine gas, and all I had sort of a vision of the chlorine gas was when you see these World War One movies where you see these thick clouds. So when I turned the valve on, it was just like a faint green tinge in the tube leading into the reaction chamber, and I just thought there must be something wrong. So I opened up the valve all the way up. Now, this wouldn't have been a problem, but that day, the lab technicians hadn't switched the fume cupboard on, so the gas began to leak out into the lab. I didn't notice it at first. My lab partner starts coughing badly. He realizes what's going on, slams the glass door of the fume cupboard down, and sounds the alarm. Everybody starts backing away from the fume cupboards, and we all get evacuated from the lab. But my lab partner is still coughing badly, so he's taken away to the medical wing, and he's off the course for a day and a half to recover from the exposure to the chlorine gas. And I was feeling guilty because I thought I had seriously hurt him. I mean, I don't think it was bad in that respect, but at the time I thought, God, what have I done? And of course, other students on the course were taking the mick out of us for this week for causing this big gas leak. But anyway, he came back after a day and a half, and he did the rest of the course, and he had no hard feelings. And that's the end of this dumbass memory.
Until now, you hadn't noticed that itchy spot on the back of your head. It wasn't until I mentioned it just now that you realized just how much you need to scratch that little area. You're resisting acting on it at the moment because you think it's just the power of suggestion coming from me. But we both know that's a real nagging itch, getting more and more annoying on your skin. You can almost picture a little mote there amongst the hair follicles, scratching against your skin, upsetting the otherwise smooth plane, demanding your fingernails to scrape across and rid you of the irritation. Go ahead. Scratch it. You know it's driving you nuts. Do it. There. Isn't that better?
Greetings. This is the Computer King. And at this time of year, many of you are thinking of choices you have to make. Decisions. Weighing one person against another and making that final choice that you will stick with for the rest of your life. Well, I say choose the worst of two evils. Pick me. Post on the forums. Blog. Tell your neighbor. Support the Computer King for Evil League of Evil membership. I am the Computer King, and I approve this message.
Hey, this is Raquel, a.k.a. Sistress, from the Triscast. You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Daria is dead, and deadpan is the fucking way.
So, I know that that's the no secret formula to find Mrs. or Mr. Wright, but all I can say is if all you're doing is saying, man, that's a sweet piece of ass, I gotta marry that, step back and really examine, is that really the cornerstone of your relationship? If it is, you need to start looking at some other things. And that all leads back to the stress and even, I don't give a fuck what other people think. You know, do you have to have the supermodel girlfriend, or can you have the girl next door that loves to watch football with you? You know, I mean, you really got to think about that, and all I would say is don't settle, because when you settle, things go bad. I've seen it, you know, I've seen it so many times. You settle, and divorce is on its way, or else you live miserably. So, anyway, boy, I've been rambling for a long time. Jack, feel free to split this up into multiple parts if you wish. But, you know, if I come up with more stuff, I'll call again. But those are my thoughts on deadpan is the way. And deadpan truly is the fucking way. Take care.
Well, that gets stranger every week. But before we actually get into reading random comments from the Deadpan comments page and changing the word comments to nipples, which is so hilarious and creative, do want to point out that, yes, Scott from Kalamazoo's Deadpan is the Way segment, which totaled out at about 18 minutes and was stretched out over a bunch of episodes, has wrapped up. So thank you very much, Scott from Kalamazoo, for your thoughts on how to be happy. And thanks for all the content, too. Big thumbs up. All right. Keyboard click. The first of five nipples. Venomon says, well, one of the ladies looks like she is good at scooping. Just a Joe says, morning, Pan. Quote, a plumber that has forgotten his toolbox, close quotes. Isn't that the plot to most porno films? R.E. quotes, Oktoberfest is my favorite month, close quotes. Curiously enough, it is my favorite flavor. Take me to your lederhosen. Ditto says, for the third nipple, R.E. cupcakes. It's obvious what happened. There's one cupcake missing, and one girl is searching the other for the evidence, winking smiley. Espy says, good mantra, Van. She said Van, not Van. Chill, chill, chill. Morning, yo. And the fifth and final nipple of the week, John Bowes says, can we watch that space in shifts? I'd keep watching the space, but I have a bit of a backlog here at the old burning grounds ellipsis.
It was 20 years ago today that Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. And they've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So may I introduce to you the act you've known for all these years, Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. Oh!
Hey, what's up? This is John Butchergrass from ESPN Sports Center. You are listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
Hello, Jack, and all the Deadpanites out there. This is Vanamond with a stolen poem, one of my favorite. Sea Fever by John Masefield. I must go down to the seas again, to the lonely sea and sky, and all I ask is a tow ship and a star to steer her by. And the wheels kick, and the wind's song, and the white sails shaking, and a grey mist on the sea's face, and a grey dawn breaking. I must go down to the seas again, for the call of the running tide is a wild call and a clear call that may not be denied. And all I ask is a windy day with the white clouds flying, and the flung spray and the brown spume, and the seagulls crying. I must go down to the seas again, to the vagrant gypsy life, to the gull's wake and the whale's way, where the wind's like a whetted knife. And all I ask is a merry yarn from a leffin' fellow rover, and a quiet sleep and a sweet dream when the long trick's over.
All right, so let's make this thing really, really timely. This episode is being released on, what the hell is today? The Wednesday before Halloween. Wednesday, October 29th, 2008. Okay. So a lot's been going on. Let's just do a quick state of the deadpan. As well, you know, it's actually, let's jump all over the place too and be completely fucking disorganized. It's also 1 week before the national U.S. election between Barack Obama and John McCain. And actually, I'd written some over the course of this year. Obviously, there's tons of election coverage in the U.S. and all over the world. And I'd written some material, but I didn't use it because I didn't want to go political. But, you know, I realized this is my last chance, really. This is the last deadpan before the election, assuming we don't have another hanging Chad bullshit thing. So I'm not going to subject you to the material, well, except for one thing. So there are two things, really, to consider about this election. The first is the Fierce Creatures connection. There was the John Cleese film Fierce Creatures, which was about a zoo in England. And it had the greedy, corrupt, power and money hungry corporate benefactor. Whose last name was McCain. And of course one of his bumbling dimwitted employees in the film was played by Michael Palin. Coincidence? I think not. Another thing to consider as we go into this last week amidst all the political frenzy is that in billiards you put English on the balls to spin them into the corner. In politics, you put spin on the English when your balls are in a corner. Just don't scratch. And okay, I had a whole bunch of other stuff about politics, you know, comparing it to pro wrestling with a comparison to the Revenge of the Nerds films, and actually I had something that was really not funny at all about if saying to vote for Doc Emmett Brown from Back to the Future. I guess that's why you never heard it, because it really didn't go anywhere. But anyway, enough about, you know, unimportant politics. Here's what's been going on around Deadpan, is that we're basically in the midst of a shitstorm. There's been a lot of bad luck for a lot of us around here at Deadpan. It's, you know, without making this a diary podcast, I've been in touch with a lot of the people around here. Oh, there goes the central air. I've been in touch with a lot of people throughout the Deadpan community, which is a tight-knit group, and just the shit clouds have opened up, and a lot of us have been hit. A lot of people are just busy, but, you know, there's been a lot of just turmoil. And, you know, I wish everyone well, and, you know, and thanks to everyone who's still hanging around and being a part of the community. We got a smaller comments total the past couple of weeks, but it's basically been because life has been hitting hard for a lot of us, so a lot of us are just dealing with life and not really just kind of spending time. We just don't have the luxury of connecting with our friends online the way that we tend to do around here in Deadpan. But anyway, let's keep that up, and actually let's do a few things about that. Let's set a comment total goal. You know, since we've been hitting around 200, 250, let's be a little ambitious. Let's go for 400. If we can't get it, that's fine. Don't want to put any burden on any of the people who are still able to contribute and participate and make comments. But, you know, maybe we can play some games and get there. Another thing we're going to do is it will be on the website as you're listening to this episode. It's there right now. We're going to actually officially, finally, open up the Palooza 4 voting for the film that we'll cover in the next Deadpan Palooza. That means everyone's going to watch it all at the same time, and then people will send in their thoughts and their funny skits. And, hell, we've even gotten like really good fanfic about Repo Man in the past. And we've gotten excellent contributions and thoughts about Zardoz, Repo Man, and Southland Tales, and let's see what we'll do for number 4. And actually, there is the Watchmen graphic novel, so I shouldn't say it's only films. There's also a book in there. I kind of like that idea, to be honest with you. But anyway, let's do these two things. And yeah, and that's it. And if you're able to, then please contribute content as well, because that's fun and it helps out. And it helps me because I have not been immune to the shitstorm. I am putting this out there not to diary podcast or seek sympathy, but just out of the practical need for a resource. That the there goes the central air again. I'm truly babbling. The shitstorm has hit me in a number of ways, which has completely taxed my focus and my concentration. But one of them is that my income has been drastically, drastically reduced. And by all accounts, won't be there at all. Because basically, I'm not. Basically, I was sort of laid off, but I still have part-time hours with the company. But, you know, there's nothing to say that's definite. And, you know, I've been doing all the things a job seeker should do, but I'm going to put it out there for you. I didn't realize there might not be all that much you can do from afar or if we're not in the same industry, but what I will ask, this is my request, really, what you can certainly do is if you have a LinkedIn account, then friend me on that, and hey, if you really feel generous, then let's trade endorsements, let's trade recommendations on LinkedIn. Then I can turn around and use that and say, look, I have all these recommendations. You can say, you know, Trucker Overdrive recommends me on LinkedIn. I don't even know if Trucker Overdrive has an account, but you know, that's what I'm saying. So, all right, thank you for indulging this babble. Thank you for listening. Sorry to get all heavy on you, but you know, times are tough. All right, we have one more thing to do, and then we're going to close out with some music, which I shall not return after. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. Thank you guys for being there and for being awesome. And, you know, sorry, I am a little fuzzy and unfocused. But Deadpan will endure as long as you guys are there, as long as we're all friends. And as long as, you know, as long as this community and this friendship amongst all of us persists. And again, you know, again, everyone else who's in a shitstorm, you know, my best wishes. And we'll all pull out of it, and 2009 will be better. Those of you who were listening a long time ago, you know my sentiments about the year 2006. And I'm not going to say it, but 2008 gets the finger. But hey, there's 2 more months to go, so maybe it'll pull out. And yes, let's all giggle and titter because I said pull out. And now we can all giggle and titter because I said titter. All right, let's get to that last thing, and I'm probably not coming back at all. Thank you for listening. Deadpan is the Computer King way.
Hi, this is Paul Mackey, author of the Really Big Things serial, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Hi, this is Paul... Too much emotion. Wow. Hi, this is Paul Mackey, author of the Really Big Things serial, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Hi, this is Paul Mackey, author of the Really Big Things serial, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Hi, this is Paul Mackey, author of the Really Big Things serial, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Hi. Those should do it. All right.
Call and describe to me the very next blue thing that you see. I will be at PodCamp AZ this weekend, so if you're in the Southwest at all, then I hope to see you there. I'm actually doing a talk on community, and I'm also doing a talk called PodTaint. So yeah, a good way to for me to keep that from becoming my legacy. But yeah, if you can make it there, then cool. I don't know if it'll be webcast or not. I'll try to keep you posted. Anyway, that's it. Vote for a Palooza movie, for Deadpan Palooza 4. And that's it. Here comes some music.